Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Monica Yates, a trauma healer, feminine masculine embodiment coach, and period whisperer. She's also the podcast host of Feminine as F Bleep CK and runs a business helping people from all walks of life get into their magnetic feminine energy, feel safe letting men lead, heal their cycle, and free themselves from the trauma and energetic blocks that hold them back from living their dream life. She's been featured in Vogue, Glamour, Men's Health, and more. And Monica, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And Monica, really appreciate your time and joining us here today. So to kick things off, how have women been taught to show up in the workplace? And are there things that we need to unlearn, if you will? Let's start there.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll really preface that it's not to say that a woman can't do the same job as a man. It's to say that often the execution is just different, right? Men are the exact same every day. They have a 24-hour cycle. Women have a 28 to 32-day cycle. So, you know, a man can wake up and he can do the same thing every single day. He's the same version of himself. His biology is the exact same. But for a woman, that's not the case. And so for a lot of us, we are taught to kind of go in and grind in the workplace and prove yourself and climb the corporate ladder and basically be enough in society. You know, a lot of us have been taught, and over the years of the different waves of feminism, we've been kind of led this lie that the more external success you have as a woman, the better that you are. And no one is talking about, what about the success of a woman being, you know, the mother? What about the women that don't want to work all the time? Does that mean that she's less than in society? No. But it's interesting because for a lot of us, we're conditioned to believe, and I was one of them, that the harder that I worked and the more that I got that external achievement and success, the quote unquote better I was. And so, of course, you then have these women that unfortunately go into the workplace and they're completely disengaged from their needs as a woman. And they're kind of in this place of, I just have to prove myself. And that's not from this deep place of self-respect and self-love. It's from this place of woundedness and victimization and, you know, this conditioning of women are less than men. And the reality is that women aren't less than men. We're different. And, you know, what's interesting, Eric, is an article was meant to be published in this this outlet yesterday, and the place didn't want to publish it until I reworded the article because they thought that it was disempowering the article because I was talking about how women have a different biology to men. And when we tap into that, that is where our true power lies. And I just thought, this is the exact reason why we need this conversation, because so many women, you know, and this is women that were saying this about the article. So many women believe that if you are different to a man, you are less than. And isn't that a shame that, like, that is where we've come to as a society? And so, of course, you naturally then have these women that are trying to prove themselves, and they're trying to compete with men. And the reality is that you will never win because you will never be the same as a man. So it's kind of like this uphill battle. You're going around on a hamster wheel. And so no wonder women are constantly angry and bitter all the time these days. It's because they're trying to be someone they just are not able to be. And that is a beautiful thing. Like, when you as a woman really accept your womanhood and your biology and your cycle and all the beauty that comes with your femininity, it's so freeing because you then compete against yourself in the way of, am I a better version of myself than I was yesterday? Rather than competing with a different human that has a completely different hormonal profile to you.
Fantastic details right there. Really appreciate that. And it's really good to cover this as well, per your expertise. Awesome stuff here. Now, how can women embody boundaries at work? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Yes, of course. So boundaries are a sign of deep self-respect, right? A lot of people, especially if you have people-pleasing tendencies, which comes from this kind of fawn trauma response. Fawn is an F-A-W-N. This fawn trauma response from when you were younger of basically, you know, I need to just please mom and dad and then I'll be safe. And that can obviously be happening for a multitude of reasons. But for a lot of women that are people-pleasers, they feel as though, you know, drawing a boundary, putting your foot down, saying no, is you being you know, a B-I-T-C-H. I don't know whether we can swear on her here, you know, you being a B word. And so as a result, women don't want that because they don't want to be rejected. They don't want to be labeled as that. They don't want to be called crazy. They don't want to be called too much. When in reality, boundaries is about how you actually express the boundary, right? You can express the boundary in a really mean way where you could be called crazy and you could be being a bit crazy. And you also can express a boundary in a way that really portrays deep self-respect, and it actually portrays respect for the relationship. So when it comes to the workplace, a lot of women, unfortunately, they're not, you know, taught when they're growing up, or they're not taught at home, how to be a strong feminine woman and how to put your foot down without emasculating a man, for example, or how to put your foot down without demoralizing somebody else or shaming somebody else. And so what happens is, unfortunately, and it shows in the research, is that because women don't often know how to show up in this graceful yet strong way in the workplace, you know, they will kind of react to situations where maybe they've misperceived them, maybe they haven't. And often it turns into a bigger deal than it needs to be or that it was, and things have been misperceived because people are seeing things through their own lens, you know, and unfortunately it creates, you know, hostility in the workplace where people are so afraid to speak up. They're afraid to do the wrong thing. They're afraid to, you know, talk to somebody in a nice way because, oh no, you know, have they taken this the wrong way and I've, you know, crossed a boundary for them. And we forget as a society that when we allow ourselves to speak up, to say no, to draw boundaries, it actually creates more safety. When you have a pile of people pleasers walking around where everyone's afraid to speak up, all that happens is we don't trust each other. We don't know whether we're saying the wrong thing. Everyone's walking around on eggshells. We feel like, you know, if we say something that somebody else doesn't agree with, it's going to completely wreak havoc on our relationship. So what I really encourage for the workplace and for those women that are working in, you know, maybe corporate environments that aren't the greatest, like they do unfortunately exist, it's really about how can I draw this boundary in a way where I'm tapping into this feminine strength of, you know, I like to think of it like, think about Wonder Woman, right? And even the movie Wonder Woman, the kind of newer version, right? So not the old versions where of the TV shows. If you look at the actress that played Wonder Woman, the way that she stands up to men, the way that she puts her foot down, she has this real grace in her strength. And it's very much, I like to say, this kind of queen energy of like, when you say it, everyone else is like, oh, don't do that again. But at the same time, you haven't completely shamed somebody and made them feel like the worst person on the earth that day. So, you know, a key thing to bring into when you're drawing a boundary is, did they actually mean it? Most of the time, people aren't meaning any harm. Most of the time, people aren't trying to be mean to you or, you know, to put you down. So remembering that people generally have good intentions at heart and really coming from this place of curiosity, right? If we actually drew boundaries and spoke to each other in the workplace when there's things going on from a place of curiosity, of wanting to know why somebody engaged that way or what made them think that X, Y, Z was happening or whatever, or what made them think that was appropriate, it actually opens up the conversation where the two people can learn. And what we're seeing time and time again, Eric, is that men are constantly feeling like no matter what I do, I'm wrong. Like it's just being a man now is wrong, right? And so what happens is there's really no learning space for men. And at the end of the day, a man, a true healthy masculine man, which majority of men are, all they're trying to do is to protect women and to do right by them and to be there for them. That is like a man's kind of core purpose in the world, is to be the protector. And so when we go around constantly thinking that men are trying to do harm by us, it doesn't even allow them to be in the space of, okay, well, can I learn how to have done this better, or how to engage with you in a different way. And so we're constantly shaming men and shaming boys, but we're not actually opening up the conversation from this kind place of, can I teach you what I would have preferred? So it's causing a lot of hostility in the workplace. It's showing up in the stats. Men don't want to work with women. Men don't want to invite women, you know, out to workplace dinners because they're so petrified of something being taken the wrong way and then them losing their job and their reputation. And it's a real shame, you know, and if we just allowed ourselves to actually believe that people had the best interest at heart, I believe that things would be very different.
Well, the final seconds of that response right there, that's the huge takeaway right there for sure. Really appreciate that. And today we're visiting with Monica Yates, a trauma healer, feminine masculine embodiment coach, and period whisperer. She's the author of What Feminine Leadership Actually Means. Not out yet, but here to come here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how can women that are running businesses balance the grind with the feminine flow, and why is this important?
How can they balance the grind with the feminine flow? So I always say, this is the easiest way to do it, is that how can you operate in your day-to-day life? And let's say whether it's at work or whether it's, you know, grinding at home because you've got five kids, how can you do it in a way that just feels a little bit better? Whether it's having a slower morning, whether it's, you know, going and getting some sun in the middle of the day or putting your feet in the grass, what could you implement into your day that just allows your body to relax and to release the tension, that allows you to be present again, get away from a screen, get off your phone, and just connect with yourself in the present moment? We often just forget to breathe, Eric. Like, we just, you know, we're so focused on the task that we're doing. We're shallow breathing all day. We get home and then it's like, oh my gosh, I have to do all this stuff. When I get home, I have to cook dinner. I have to do this. I have to deal with the kids. And there's no time in there to just pause, to reconnect to the world around us, to reconnect to ourselves. And as a result of that, you'll constantly feel tense in your body. So, you know, just for all the ladies listening, how can you incorporate more pause into your day? Because it literally just takes 10 seconds to come back to yourself. And if you did, you know, four rounds of 10 seconds a day, that's not even a minute of your time. And it would radically shift the way that you feel within the day. And you'll find that you actually have a lot more energy.
Now, here's a question for you. Is there a time when women are better off being masculine? What's your thought on that?
Is there a time when women are better off being masculine? So think of it like there's always going to be this mother, this huntress in us, right? Where it's like we are fighting for what is right. That's always been inside of us. And often sometimes people think that being a feminine woman, you have to always be soft and emotional, wear frilly dresses, but that's not the case, right? You know, when a mother is protecting her child, some people would see that as, oh, she's really gone into her masculine. But others will actually see it in the way that I will see it as, no, she's gone deep into her mother, into her protector, into her kind of huntress, her huntress archetype. And so it's activating this protector energy towards her children. You know, even in the wild, we see that where we see, you know, mother lions protecting her babies. She's not just laying around, not worrying about the predators. She's protecting them, but she's doing so from this intense nurturing space. So instead of even thinking, do I have to go into my masculine energy in certain times? What if you swapped it for the ladies? What if you swapped it into, you know, can I allow myself to go into that huntress energy, into that protector energy, into that mother energy? And of course, there's going to be times as a woman when you do have to be more in your masculine. Maybe it's whether it's a work thing, maybe it's because you know, are a single mother. And so you have to be a bit of the father and the mother. And those things aren't wrong. It's just about, okay, how can you then bring yourself back into your feminine energy? You know, the number one thing that's wrong for women and anyone to do is to shame the way that they're living their life. Instead, it's like, how can I just bring more awareness to it and more attention? And after you do kind of dip into more of that masculine energy because you had to for whatever reason, that's completely fine. We're living, like, it's life, we're human. And then how can you drop back into that feminine energy, back into your body, getting out of your head into more flow?
And thank you for your response there. I'm sure the ladies appreciated that. Those tuning in today. Now, what are the main reasons why so many women struggle to let go and trust men? That's got to be something that you could really give us some feedback on.
I will give just the tip of the iceberg of it. A lot of us have grown up where we haven't had the best relationships with our dads. Our dads were either physically unavailable, emotionally unavailable, you know, whether they abandoned us, whether they kind of emotionally abandoned us, whatever the situation was. You know, a lot of us are in a household where our mothers are trying to protect us and, you know, boys only want one thing and don't get yourself in those situations. And we live in a society, you know, which I'm sure you're very aware of this thing called toxic masculinity. Not only is that terrible conditioning for boys where they inherently feel like they're masculine is wrong, which it's not. It's also terribly bad for women because they're they want the masculine, right? We really have this inner need and craving for a man to help us. We cannot do it alone. And so when you have this word thrown, or this phrase thrown around of toxic masculinity, it's like, what do you think that's going to do for women? How do you think that's going to make them see men? You know, how do you think that's going to make them feel in a relationship? They're always going to be on guard. They're always going to be thinking, is he cheating? Is he a narcissist? They're going to be second guessing themselves because society is constantly telling them that men are cheaters or liars or toxic, you know? So, I mean, there's so many different layers to it, whether it's from home and from the childhood that you were brought up in, whether it's from conditioning at school, whether it's social media, because there's, you know, terrible messaging on social media, whether it's because just society and that phrase toxic masculinity. But there is so many reasons as to why these women, why women these days have a bad relationship with men. So hence, I'm really trying to come in and kind of set the record straight, because we are being a little bit brainwashed, if I don't say so.
Again, Monica, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN. Really do appreciate it. And of course, you are the podcast host of Feminine as F Bleep CK. And of course, I'm sure listeners also want to know where they could tap into that, as well as your coaching services. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, the best place to go is just my website. That's got everything in the one hub. And then you can just kind of find everything from there. And the website is monicayateshealth.com. And yeah, everything's there. The podcast, Instagram, blog, all the resources.
And listeners, as always, we'll add these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Monica, all the best. And again, a joy to have had you today here on the program.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
And again, it certainly was my pleasure. We've been speaking with Monica Yates, a trauma healer, feminine masculine embodiment coach, and period whisperer. She's also the podcast host of Feminine as F Bleep CK. And for all the details, visit MonicaYatesHealth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.